Cade Otton joins us, the middle linebacker and tight end of the T-Birds right now. How you doing, Cade?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was just watching some of your highlights online, and you know, the first thing that jumps out to me before I even looked at the highlights was 6'5". 212 with a 3.94 GPA. I'm telling you what, a 3.94 GPA is a lot more impressive than like a 4.440. So how do you put that all together, man? How do you play football and basketball and get the 3.94 GPA on top of that?
I guess it's just the parents raising me, great people around me, helping me develop good study habits. So I'm thankful for that.
And I guess with your granddad always around school, you got to make sure you keep those grades up too, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know Coach Otton is very, very into the academics. Now, tell me about your dad. Did your dad play for your grandpa, too?
Oh, he did. He was the first kid to go through Tomar football program of my grandpa's, and he's a pretty good player himself, and now he's coaching with him.
Oh, very good. So you get to have your dad coach, you get to have your grandpa coach. And, you know, what's that like, you know, not only to be a player, but also just to live in that community where I got to imagine the name Otton for the city of Tumwater. I mean, that's kind of like the name Heward in Puyallup. I mean, Otton is just synonymous with the city of Tumwater. Is there any kind of pressure? Is it all just fun that you get to carry that mantle forward in that town?
You know, there's not really any pressure on me. It's an honor and a privilege to play under my grandpa and my coach, as it is for anyone else. I love doing it, and I know no matter what I do at the end of the day, he's my grandpa, and I'm just another player.
Cade Otton joining us, linebacker, tight end for the Tumwater T-Birds. And your grandfather talked to us about your team. How about your thoughts of the beginning of this team and beginning of the season for this team? And what type of mark can you guys make with the 2015-16 Thunderbirds?
You know, we're developing some good team chemistry, and that's what the coaches preach to us, all about the team. It's all about the team. So team's doing great. We're just getting ready for our upcoming games, and we're just looking to get our goals and hopefully get that state championship.
Well, you know, Coach Otton has worked tirelessly for years preparing young men to become leaders on and off the field, and you joined the Shirts Across America team, which we talk about all the time. I mean, every single week on Varsity Football Live, we talk about Shirts Across America and what they do for New Orleans and how they sponsor our big-time performer and how they sponsor our scoreboard segment. So how did you get involved in Shirts Across America and raising money and going to New Orleans to help build houses following and now in the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina?
I was on my AAU basketball team, and my coach Kylie is good friends with Randy Novak, and so we wanted to go up with the Shirts Across America and build houses for people. And so I got involved with the core team and go into meetings and learn about New Orleans and what they're struggling with, and just got this amazing opportunity to help people out. And it's just been a blessing to have experienced that, and there's not many times you get to do something like that.
How was it different than what you thought it was going to be like? Was it harder than what you thought it was going to be like? Was it more fulfilling? I mean, what were some of your emotions going into? You're like, hey, I'm going out for a week to a place I've never been, to a place that's, you know, that's been devastated by this terrible occurrence, and yet, you know, how did you come out of that experience?
There's definitely a little bit of culture shock. The differences from Washington and Louisiana, especially in New Orleans, but the people there are so welcoming and the people take care of you. And it's just being able to build houses there and really hot, but it's definitely one of the most self-fulfilling things you can do is just go out and help people. And especially something like Hurricane Katrina has slipped in the back of people's minds after 10 years. People are still without houses, but just going to do something about it, it's pretty great.
And you had some fun, too. I understand you got to play basketball at an NBA arena?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Novak hooked us up in our basketball team to play in the Pelicans arena, and it was just another amazing experience. So crazy and surreal, but life experience that I'll never forget.
That's fantastic. Hey, before I let you go, Cade, what would be your message to kids that hear about Shirts Across America, maybe they hear about it on this show, or they hear through the grapevine about it? What would be your message if they're thinking, yeah, you know, it sounds pretty cool, but I don't know if I really want to commit? What maybe push them towards going to shirtsacrossamerica.org and going to the organizational evening that we're going to have on this coming Monday night?
You know, I'd just say just do it, because the core team members are so welcoming, and you never know when you're going to get another opportunity to do something like this. Go to New Orleans, experience the culture, and most of all, just help people, because it's definitely, like I said, the most self-fulfilling things you can do is help people and go out and build a house. It's crazy how you can do that, and Shirts Across America gives you that opportunity. And you won't regret it.
It's great to have you on, man. Best of luck in your football season and your career beyond, all right?
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Cade Otten joining us here from Tumwater, and more importantly, from a Shirts Across America veteran. And we want to encourage you to go to shirtsacrossamerica.org and help out as well. The New Orleans immersion trips are beginning soon, so go to shirtsacrossamerica.org right now.